A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher, and the slave like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetop. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I also will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I also will deny before my Father in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. I think there is a bit of yin and yang in today's passage. These past days, we've been hearing a collection of sayings of Jesus, and our scripture, again, for today is challenging. We know that Jesus is compassionate to the core. We have seen him healing the woman with the hemorrhage, and he calls her daughter and heals her. Then he heals a little girl without a word. He simply takes her by the hand and life returns and she stands up. And on and on. He sees the crowds that flock to him with such hope. And he feels sorry for them because they were harassed and dejected like sheep without a shepherd. If we picture the crowd in today's passage, and in that culture back then, the peasants didn't count for anything. They're looking to Jesus with such hope, this amazing person who is willing to spend time with them and talk to them. But he doesn't only pity them. Now he is challenging them to really take on discipleship. Well, we are that crowd, and these words of Jesus are addressed to us today. And it's about declaring for Jesus. It's about taking on the whole gospel and living a gospel life. It really means changing our lifestyle. This is what it's going to be like, he's saying. It's not going to be easy. I want you to stand up and be counted. They criticize me, and they will criticize you. What does that mean for a Christian in today's world? Let me just suggest that there are other issues besides abortion. That is important, yes, but there are other issues, as we know well. And Jesus says, do not be afraid. Here's the yin and the yang in this passage. Shape up and take it on. It's not easy. But look, every hair on your head has been counted. Your Father knows every sparrow on earth, and you're worth more than hundreds of sparrows. So, come on, follow me. Amen. God bless you.